Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Real Talking Podcast with me, JD, and Ash. Right, so we're in the middle of a heat wave at the moment, which for you it's terrible because you work outside all the time.
Yeah.
And for me, it's bad enough. Because I'm ginger. Now, I know it's... Everyone always... outside the UK, the comments... it's only 30 degrees. It's not that bad. But people don't realise that our climate's different. It just stays hot. And then even when you get in the house, it's still hot. Yeah. So there's just no escaping the heat. We don't have aircon. It's not like America and Australia and that. You know, our houses are designed... keep the heat in. No, so we're just stuffed all year round, really.
Yeah. I've spoken to a few people and they're thinking about getting out actually air conditioned into the house, which is unusual here.
It's getting more popular, to be honest, because unless I've been in houses where I've worked with people that have got a lot of money and they've had it installed. So unless you've got the money to do it, again, because it's not a popular service over here, it just means it costs more money to have it installed. Yeah. The more people that do it, it will bring the cost down. Otherwise, I've got one of those freestanding air conditioning units. Mm. And you have to put the water in the tank and put some ice in it and stuff. And it works, but not enough. It doesn't cool the whole house down. It cools one section down. And then when I've got my dog lying in front of it, or the fan, just blowing straight into his bollocks. I don't want that blowing back to my face as well. Because especially when he just lets out a little poof and it's like, the smell's just getting mixed with cold air. And it's mixed emotions then. You're enjoying the cold breeze, but then you want it to come up. It's just been horrible. I mean, at the moment, as recording, we've madly enough got a bit of rain. Yeah. It's wet outside. I mean, it's not raining much, but it'll do. It'll help the grass and that for some people, which that's cracked me up. So, to try and beat the heat for the dog, I've been taking him out on 2 to 3 hour walks early in the morning. And so, when we had that little bit of rain, an hour or so for the 2 nights. The day before we had the first little bit of rain, this one bit of wooded area, there was almost a 2 foot gap in between overgrown grass either side with all the weeds and the stingers and that. And then the 2 nights that we had the little patch of rain, the morning after, there's a lot of bits of it that you can't even see the floor. So I'm walking through with my shorts on, trying to dodge all these stingers and whatever else there is, the long grass and that, just because it's grown that much with a little bit of rain. So I'm dreading it tomorrow morning now if it's going to rain much longer, because the grass is just going to grow too much.
Also, when you was a kid, stingers.
Matt, I've done it the other day. So again, with him being a div, he won't just do his business in a flat area or in short grass. I know that I just says there's mainly long grass where I'm walking at the moment, but he done it the other day. Right in some stingers, and I would have left it, but there was people around, so you have to pick it up. And to be fair, I should have paid more attention because I've got the bag over my hand and I've gone straight into the sting where it went through and stabbed me in my thumb, and I got an itchy thumb there, but I couldn't scratch it straight away because I'm thinking if any poo's gone onto my thumb through this little bloody where the stingers are gone through, I'm just going to rub it into my skin and that.
What's those leaf?
Dock leaves, learning.
Did that actually work? Was that just. Do you reckon it's a placebo?
I suppose...
I don't think you just...
I suppose it did to us as a kid, but I don't know, anything like that now, I'll just get a bit of aloe vera on it or whatever.
Yeah. But I don't think putting the lead, I think that's like a placebo effect when you're
kid. It probably was, yeah. I'm sure there's some science to it, but I mean, it's more of that soothing feeling as well, wasn't it? Because you're not physically scratching it with your nails, you're rubbing the leaf onto it, so that's sort of itching it, but softly at the same time. Mm. I don't know. There's that many strange things out there. It must have some truth, I reckon. Because look, it's a weird one. How did someone figure that out?
Yeah. So that's one. Also, that is weird. Yeah. That leaf works.
Yeah. Look, if they just
spreading around.
Like, yeah. Someone's got stung one day, and then they've tried grabbing grass and rubbing it.
Yeah.
They found this leaf and thought, oh, I'll try that, and that somehow worked.
I remember, which you don't see anymore, you know, when you have swings on a tray with a stick.
Yeah, a bit of a rope
swing. Old school, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we was younger, went down the park, and there was a kid doing it, but it used to go over like a riverbank, over the opposite side of the riverbank, stingers.
Oh.
So we'd try to swing, and they used to try to jump off of the riverbank, done it, right on the main jay. I mean, it's like about 4 foot high, just, he fell right into it, disappeared. Went up, he was just red. Oh, I'm running out. Oh,
God.
Oh.
Must be horrible, because I remember, I don't know who done it now, but just walking along the street, and you know where people have the hedges outside the houses and that. Would have been one of those, and someone just pushed me into one. And I didn't completely fall into it, but I've gone into it enough, and that was all bloody stingers and stuff. And it was more thorns rather than stingers, actually. So that was bad enough. So physically, falling from height into stingers. Yeah. Oh God, that must have been horrible.
Also, you don't see swings anymore, do you? You really don't.
No.
You used to see one every, like any big tree, swing on it.
Even where one of the places I walk through, there's nothing there, to be fair. And that's a similar place, really. There's a little bit of a river running through in between this woodland area, and there's a spot in particular in my head, but that's prime. Mm. There's a big tree there.
It's prime probably, swing location.
Yeah, there's probably about 6 foot of a gap. There's not much grass or anything around it. So, yeah, that would be prime for it. I suppose it just goes back to what we were saying before. Our kids don't really go out and do much when we was kids.
It's different, really.
I know, it's different.
There's a lot more stuff going on.
Going back onto the previous podcast. Back to the heat wave. So, as I say, Ginger, I have to put the factor 50 on all the time, because my tan line is literally just my freckles joining together and potentially getting a little bit darker, but that's about it. I do still get the driving arm, just with the one-sided suntan. So with this heat wave, Tuesday was a bit of a strange day for me now.
Mm.
So I think it got to about 27, 28 on Tuesday, but still, the job that I was doing a load of flooring, and we had all the furniture outside, all our tools were outside, so I'm in and out throughout the day. So once we got set up, the first thing was put the sun cream on. So I've taken my ring off, taken my glasses off, lather myself up, got my shorts on as well, so I'm rubbing it into the legs. Started working, then after about an hour, I was like, oh crap, my ring's still in my pocket, so I'll put it back on. Because the amount of times I've done that, and then I just hear it fall out of my pocket, and luckily I've heard it fall out of the pocket when it has happened. So I carried on working, and then I've given myself another coat just before going back home again, because sitting in the traffic, heading home, over an hour's drive back. Don't want to be sitting in the van while I'm just getting sweated with the sun. So, same routine again. Ring off, glasses off, lather up, glasses on, ring on, head back home. And then, this is where it gets strange now. So, have you seen any of these videos of... It's kind of like an alternate reality. I've seen links for the Mandela effect with the wormholes and this and that, all kind of lead to the same sort of topic. So one in particular is a lady, she's opened up a fridge and she's got two containers of milk, both got the same date, same little serial number and everything, obviously all the same label, and she's saying, I've been to the shop, I've got this milk, I've only bought one. So what she's saying is, in the mirrorverse or alternate reality or whatever, the same herself in this other reality has opened her fridge and her milk that she's bought has disappeared. So it's duplicated inside this fridge. Another example, so it happened to me when I was a kid actually. You know, when you're just bored and you got like a tennis ball or whatever thrown up the wall. And so I've been doing that for a while, and then it landed behind me. So I've gone behind the sofa, looking for it, not there, lifted the sofa up, not there, completely disappeared. I had the whole of the living room looking for it, nowhere to be found. So the tennis ball that I've been playing with for about an hour had disappeared.
Mm.
So with that same theory that I've been seeing with these videos, is that that tennis ball ended up in the mirrorverse, whatever alternate reality. So there was another version of me, little kid, that's finally got two tennis balls now. So this happened to me again on Tuesday. So I've got back in, I've had a shower, I've sat down, and then, as I've told you, with this new routine of putting the rosemary oil and that in my hair. So when I do that, I take my ring off, which I did it the other day, ring off, put it down, glasses off as well, so I don't get any oil on my glasses, put it through the hair, put it through the beard, and then with the excess oil on my hands, I tend to rub it on my arms, rub it on my legs, depending on how much is on there. So then once my hands are dry, I've gone to the side of the sofa where I've put my ring down, ring's gone. So I'm looking around, I thought, it's fell down the side, hand down the side of the sofa, all down the back, everywhere, not there. I thought maybe it's fallen through the sofa, because my bit, it's the recliner.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, maybe it's fallen through. So sofa's apart, big L shape, so pulled it apart into two sections, sofa's up on its side, nothing. I'm checking all through this sofa. I even cut a hole in the bottom of the fabric on the other half of the sofa, which I wasn't even sitting on, let alone it couldn't have rolled over there. And I've got my phone, I'm looking inside, no ring. So I've ended up, in my head, it's gone. It's gone through one of these portals in this mirrorverse again. It's just disappeared. So I've had to go through all my emails, found the website where we've got these rings from.
Yeah.
They don't even sell the rings anymore. So
oh, did they not?
No, because I've got the invoice up. I've got the name of them, typed it in and that. I even had to reset the password.
Yeah.
Because obviously, it's been nearly 2 years since I bought the rings.
Because your wedding rings are different. Obviously,
yeah,
they're not gold. They've got
yeah,
that.
They're just
it's a unique style, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a wooden band with
yeah.
titanium. So they do similar ones, but...
But not the same ones.
No, and because of the time of the day, I thought, I'm not going to ring them up now. Would have been closed, so I had the reference number, account details, whatever, ready to ring them up the next day. That was it as well. So, because I put clothes by the washing machine, ready for wash, I thought maybe it's a part
yeah.
of those. Like maybe as I've stood up and I, because before I'd done the ball treatment, the wash clothes I bought downstairs from the bathroom. Put them on the sofa, so I thought somehow maybe I'd thrown it into that basket.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was searching through them, turning t-shirts, socks, and everything inside out. Wasn't a part of it, so that was it. In my head, I'm resigned. The ring's just disappeared. It's fell through a portal, a wormhole, or something, and it's gone. So as I've gone up to bed, then my work shorts. I thought, I'll put them in the wash as well, and I'll wear my other shorts tomorrow. So I've gone to empty the pockets, I've taken my Stanley North out, bit of change, wallet, and then in my back pocket was my wedding ring. So even though in the morning, as I say, I've taken it off, put it in my back pocket,
yeah,
put my sun cream on, and then I put it back on, and then before leaving, same again, pocket, cream, back on, shower, because I never take it off while I shower as well, because it just cleans the thing as I'm cleaning as well. And then I know for a fact, because it's a part of the routine of taking it off, putting it on the side, well, the part of the soap next to me, put the oil in the hair, and then it's just disappeared from there. So, alternate reality, mirrorverse, whatever version of me has lost his ring, or done it in a reverse order. He hadn't put it back on from one of the times of putting the sun cream on.
And how sure are you that you didn't leave in your back pocket?
Because
during the last time, obviously.
Because I've remembered that I'd left it in my pocket earlier in the morning. I put it straight on. So while my hands were still oily from the sun cream, because it's a spray oil, I put it straight back on.
And also, you had a shower, didn't you?
And that's the
shower,
thing.
Actually. Yeah.
Because I took my glasses off first, I remember putting it in between the glasses, basically.
Don't you think that happens a lot, though? Like, in terms of, because you do, sometimes you put stuff there, like, I swear, put it here. Then it is somewhere, it's like, how did it get there?
Well, a lot of the time, it's the wife moving it. It is, it just, I was just so confused, because I was literally, I mean, the positive side of it, underneath the sofa, got a vacuuming, which I do every couple of weeks, but, you know, I hadn't done it for a couple of weeks. But it was just the fact that it was in my work shorts, which were upstairs, and it wasn't with the wash pile that I'd already brought down, because my intention was I was going to wear the same ones the next day, but it was just in that moment I thought, no, I'll put my other ones on tomorrow then instead. So I'll put these with the wash pile. And then, it was in the back pocket. And if it had been in the back pocket for as long as it apparently would have been, it would have fallen out of the pocket while I was in the van. So it should have been in the van in that sense, because the amount of times I'll put stuff in the back pocket and it will fall out, because it's just an open pocket.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping anything, which it always does. It will fall, whatever's in there, it's in the seat. So how it didn't fall out in the van, if I had left it in there, and it's more so the fact that I know I took it off.
Yeah, because you had the shower in it.
Yeah,
that's the,
and I took it off after the shower. So
I suppose that's the, like, because you took it off, you're not going to have a shower, take it off, put in your work shorts.
No, exactly. It blew my mind. So, and all these videos that I've been seeing as well were before this happened to me again.
Mm.
So it's just strange. So all I can think is really that, alternate Jamie has had this ring, forgot it, he's put it in his pocket, forgot to put it back on, and then as he's done his hair routine, his ring, well, my ring is picked up off the sofa, and then I've had his ring that's gone into my work shorts. That's what I reckon.
Yeah.
This mirrorverse thing has gone on. And that's probably the same Jamie that's got the two tennis balls. But it just freaked me out. I was like, how is it? I just don't get how it's possible. Because I know that I took it off.
So this mirrorverse, is it like proven in terms of science? Or
I mean,
just,
obviously
or
there's
just
no
theories.
Yeah, it's all as I say,
like a theory based.
Yeah, because a lot of them, it's linked with like the Mandela effect.
Mm.
Because
the scary movie one's the first one that comes to mind. It's like,
yeah,
but he doesn't say that, does he?
No. Again, a mad one that I saw the other day, which I didn't actually remember. But there's all the, so basically, Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. So on the video, when she's in the red leather one suit, whatever it was, she's got the headpiece on. So it's the microphone coming round to her mouth, and she's singing and performing in the video. And all the toys have the headset with it. Lizzie McGuire, when she did whatever in her program, she had the headpiece on. All the Halloween costumes have the headpiece. But when you watch the video now, she's just plain-faced. And to me, that's how it was. I didn't remember this headpiece. But as soon as you start seeing the toys and everything, it's like, well, yeah, there was a headpiece. Why would all the toys, which was an official Britney Spears doll. All of them and the cosplayers and everything have the headpiece.
And not on the video.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of these Mandela effects that are out there. Again, one that I thought was strange, but, Looney Tunes. So, some people say it used to be T-U-N-E-S, but I remember it as T-O-O-N-S, because it's the back end of cartoons.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but when I saw it, I was like, I can't remember it the other way then.
No, it was two O's.
See, I know it was the two O's, but when I saw
was that the Looney that had the... Oh, I don't know, actually. That one's... Yeah, no, you said it, I can't remember which way. Also a great program.
It was, yeah. Animaniacs as well, remember that? Freakazoid.
Freakazoid?
Yeah, it was just the...
Animaniacs, you had the...
it was the three little...
Yeah, and you had the mouse with the...
Pinky and the Brain, that was.
That was different.
Yeah,
well, yeah. They
did crossover sometimes. Freakazoid was like a... I don't know if it was like a science experiment gone wrong or something, and he had like kind of electric powers and he was fast and stuff. Because he had like long black hair that sort of looked like a weird...
Like a grey stripe in it.
Almost like a lightning bolt from it. Some good cartoons back in the day, weren't they? There's a Mirrorverse out there and these Mandela effects and all that. But it's just going on. It's something shifted. But going from there then, it made me start to think, because again, I'm scrolling through my phone, I'm seeing all these... alien videos and all that again. So it made me think, I know that we're gonna have more sightings now anyway, because as I say, we've all got a camera in our pocket. So it's easier to capture. So maybe, are we seeing more ETs and that coming around now? Because we've developed something, or we've got to a higher state of technological advancements, that we're almost a threat to some of them now? Or is there something that they need from us, technology-wise? Is that why they're coming around more?
It is true, because it seems to be a lot more open. I don't know if it's that, or it's just everyone just seems to be more open now. It's because obviously we touched on it, was it last week's one, where obviously it seems more active. But is that just because it's more open? Like, I feel like in the 40s and 50s, people would be afraid as well. If now people would be like wanting to see something.
Well, I think. I don't think there'd be many people scared.
You know what? Talking about what you just said about the Mirrorverse, I think there's a place in, I heard on a podcast, Colorado, and I see all. It's like in this valley or something. And they've built this viewing deck. And you go up, and anyway, on the land's supposed to be sacred. And just touching on what you just reminded me with the islands and everything, that people leave gifts, like on this sacred land. And they say they had visions of an alternative version of themselves. Obviously, I didn't know where the story would take us. Otherwise, I would have got the name of the location. But it's definitely, it just comes to mind.
But again, it's like, you know, is that potentially why we see like ghosts and stuff as well? Is it because they're actually like from an alternate universe or like a mirrored verse or another dimension? Because apparently, so as we know, we've two dimensional being flat. So like, if you draw just a stick man on a piece of paper,
we're going on interstellar now, Joe.
Yeah. Three-dimensional is what we know of.
Interstellar.
Mate, I'm about to say stuff that I don't even know what I'm talking about, man. But more blue. Intellectual grade. We're 3D. And then there's the fourth dimension, which I did see a video of how he's trying to explain it. And I couldn't understand it. But according to that chapter, 13 dimensions. I don't know how it could get any more.
Because that fourth, the fourth dimensions, it's kind of like how they was trying to explain how Dali's is hard to explain. So another,
another nine on top of that.
Nine on top.
On a quick
maths. I was just saying, like from that to like so like the fourth to the fifth dimension, that's gonna be,
yeah,
you know, and then six, seven, it's like everyone's gonna be like, you just couldn't fathom me, I suppose.
No.
Fathom.
Yeah, another big word for you. I think with the aliens, it's obviously we touched on it last week. It's going to be weird to see where we go in the next couple of years with all of this. I mean, again, I've seen conspiracy theories where they're saying that we're never going to actually see an alien. Because the COVID pandemic was sort of like a test run. So when we had the lockdowns, that was their first initial test of seeing how they can control us. And then with this alien one, it's going to be, right, I spoke with the aliens. Dev says that I need to be in power and this is what we need to do. So essentially, like, it will be one universal president of the whole world that's in touch with these aliens all the time. And that's their way of controlling us. And because it's we're going to move to digital currency in a few years' time, there's going to be no lot physical pound notes, coins or anything. So that'll be one stage of it. That we're trying to do those 15-minute cities in the UK as well. So again, it will be controlling us. We can only travel so far. We have to stay in our district.
Has that been confirmed? Was that just?
Yeah, there's a lot of the councils that have signed off on these 15-minute cities. Birmingham's one of them. It started off in Oxford as test zones, and it's something like you can only leave your area say 10 times a year. Any more than that, you need a permit or a special pass. It's all bollocks. I don't know how they're gonna. Well, they'll just be riots. There's already been a load of protests regarding it all. But I don't know if it was episode one or two when I was trying to think of the Sylvester Stallone film. It was Demolition Man. I've got it on my notes anyway. It was Demolition Man, so it was the one with Wesley Snipes and Sandra Bullock. So it's all one currency.
There was
no crime. And then they didn't even mate. So when Sly Stallone and Sandra Bullock actually get to know each other and end up having sex, it was like mind blowing because for like 50 years or something, there'd been none of it. So basically, that film, I've been saying it for years, that's how they want it to be, where it's just raw control. We're already a number in the system anyway, but they literally can just say, right, you're doing this, and that's it. You'll get a certain amount of credits, whatever the currency is going to be, and that's what you live on. So that's leading on to what this one theorist was saying anyway, that we'll never actually see an alien. I don't know how that'll go, because I think everyone will be demanding proof that there's been actual aliens. You know, it's bad enough with all these people that deny the moon landing and the flat earthers and all that as well. I mean, again, even with the Mars rover, I can't think of its actual name now, but there's people that say that that's just out in one of our deserts somewhere. So, but it's not, though, is it?
No, I would not.
No. So, yeah, you could go down a rabbit hole with a lot of this stuff, can't you?
I suppose there's always someone saying it didn't know. It did exist, or it didn't exist, or that didn't happen, or it does happen. It's whatever you want to, I suppose, just whatever you want to believe now.
I just don't see why. So, on the flat earth reason, I don't see why they'd have to lie. Well, why would the governments and whatever higher powers, the Illuminatis, or whatever, what are they benefiting
from having a flat earth?
Yeah,
I don't know if you actually was, but yeah.
Just don't see
no.
why they'd have to lie about it. It's just an absolute joke. And it's, like, you see all these videos when they're trying to send up a homemade rocket and it hits the firmament, not wall that's around it. It's like, no, it's a homemade rocket.
Yeah.
Like, how do you expect it to literally go
into
space? Yeah. And it's not, and plus, you don't know, because you watch them, they'll go so high and then it just spin out of control. Well, you've probably hit a bird. You know, there could have been a plane that it's hit.
Yeah, there's a million reasons why that
could
go
out. Yeah, all you're looking
at
is just your camera footage just spinning around. It's just, it makes you laugh. Because even with that, Musk launched the other month as well, and it was ready for his SpaceX.
Is that the rocket where he wanted to fly and land back onto the pad? Or is that an earlier one? I have seen
that. I think that was an earlier one.
Okay.
So essentially, it got so far, they were happy with all the results, and they just exploded it in the sky.
Okay.
And again, all the flat Earth has come out with that, saying, oh, you can see it hits the barrier, that's what explodes it.
No, it was on purpose.
Yeah, no, again, with all the money that Musk has got, and because of that, Lord, with how many satellites he can launch with one rocket and this and that, he's got all the contracts with NASA and that, so he's going to be earning billions and billions even more now.
Do you remember about 5 years ago, there was this, it's not a space race, but there was hiring our tickets for you to go into space. Do you remember when that was a thing, you could buy a seat?
It was
Richard Branson.
Branson, that's
Jeff Bezos, and I think Elon Musk was going to set up this, basically, you go to...
They're still doing it, it's just a glorified airplane, isn't it?
Yeah, but I haven't seen anything since from it, but it was supposed to be.
As far as I know, they still do it. It's just down to cost, unless you're like a billionaire, because it was something like $5 million per ticket or something.
Yeah. But the way it made out look, literally, it was just like, say, like a coach, you know, we know everyone jumps on, they fly into space, you see him come back down. But I remember that being like a big thing like a few years ago. But
yeah, because even James May, from Top Gear, he's been in like an aircraft and he's gone into the atmosphere, so he's physically above the Earth. Again, I only saw like a 2 minute clip of that, because again, it's just the stupid flat earthers, like, oh, you can blatantly see that they're putting a curve on the image of the Earth, and it's like, oh god. And then, look, the way that they all say the globe picture, it's all CGI, it's not an actual picture. Well, yeah, because the satellites are constantly going around taking individual pictures of everything, and it just gets put together as one. So, well, you know, unless someone actually sends a satellite or something far enough out to take a full picture, but then you wouldn't be able to zoom in properly.
I've never got that flat earth theory, because
it makes me laugh.
It's like, what happens when you get to the end?
Oh, there's all sorts of different fucking theories on that as well. So, where it's an ice wall that's all the way around. So, where we've got the North and South Pole.
It's just like a giant ice wall.
The North Pole is actually a thing. It's in the centre of this flat Earth dome. And then the South Pole is the whole of this wall.
Okay.
Because apparently there's no... you're not allowed to explore it or anything. But then there's all sorts of books, and when you, because I'll go down the rabbit holes of watching these videos and just laughing at them. So there's books of explorers from like 1600s and whatever that have found this ice wall and gone through, like there's an opening, so they've gone through it, and then there's other, not necessarily flat earths next to it, but it's just as if we're one almost infinite flat landmass with water here and there and that, and there's other like continents around.
Yeah.
And you see these expanded maps, and it just goes on, and it makes you laugh. Because even there was one the other day, and he's like, oh yeah, if the when you're looking at the globe, the flight path from New York to, like, say, New Zealand, whatever it was, the plane flight path is on a curve, and it's not a straight line. But when you've got it on the flat, like the flat Earth map, from A to B, it's a straight line. So obviously, it it's not the pilots flying in a curve, they're flying in a straight line. But obviously, when you've got the globe, so if you draw from A to B on a ball, it might look like a flat line, but when you actually take it into the third dimension, it's a curve because it's not going in a even though you're going in a straight line, you're going straight around the curve. So that's what that flight line is. So they're doing the quickest routes across the curve, not in a straight line or through the equator or whatever. It's going up.
It's so, coming for us.
Yeah, there's so many just loopholes, but not loopholes, just holes, plot holes.
You could go
idiots in these theories. And they're going wrong. Some of them do make a bit of sense, and you think, oh yeah, fair enough. But again, with the moon landing ones, you know, again, that's a whole rabbit hole worth of videos and footage, and it's out there. It actually happened, because if we had a camera or a telescope like big enough, we'd be able to see the flag and footprints and whatever that's up there. There's also, I don't know if it's in Mexico, but basically there's like a science museum that you go to, and there's say it's a mirror that was put on the moon, and in this science museum, you're there with a laser, and you see the laser bounce back to you, so you can physically see the laser on the moon from this, you know, mirror, whatever it is that put on there. And so, but how did they put that on the moon if someone didn't physically put it there? Because
and
they
also,
couldn't have just shot it there.
They just put this mirror on just to shoot a laser back.
Yeah, basically. It might be like, I should have paid more attention to the video. It might be a bit of like the old spacecraft or something as they went there. Might be something like that. But it's physical. It's something that you can physically see. Laser bouncing back, so it's like, well, how's that there if we didn't land on the moon then?
Yeah,
it's been physically put there, so fair enough. With all the bullshit that they lost the original footage or whatever, I don't know how you can lose it, but I reckon they went to the moon, but they've faked the footage because we didn't have cameras or whatever good enough. There's probably truths and lies in it, but we, you know, people have definitely been to the moon. Because again, how do the people know about the space base, the alien space base on the dark side of the moon if no one's ever been there?
Yeah.
You know, obviously someone
one
been
theory
there
always constricts and one does near as well.
I think we're going to have to dedicate a whole episode
to space.
Well, space, yeah. And then random conspiracy theories.
You could find so bad.
Yeah, it could be. It could go on for, it could be a few episodes special, really, for it, couldn't it?
Hi, everyone. It's me. This is me face. Just want to remind you, we want you to send in any questions that you might have, any topics you want us to talk about. Email us at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Tweet us. It's @AshandJD. That's the Twitter handle. So literally anything that you might have, just say hello. Literally, doesn't matter to us. Send them in. See ya.
Right, so moving on from all of this nonsense now with the extraterrestrials and flat earths and that. We've got another email from our mate, Danny G.
What a guy.
Bad boy. Appreciate the email.
Danny G. This is a good new nickname.
Because he signs off as Dan G, so...
Yeah.
I imagine... Well, I don't know where he's from. It is a bit of a British thing, like, doing like the way we're doing it, Danny G.
Yeah.
You know? So, maybe... hopefully he shares this with his friends, and they might start calling you Danny. Danny G. Oh, Danny boy. he's sent us an email. Alright lads, thanks for the shout out. You're welcome, Matt. So he's asked for an embarrassing story.
Okay.
So when I saw the email, I was racking through my brain, and I've got tons of embarrassing stories. A lot of them we won't be able to put on a standard podcast,
yeah,
normal YouTube video. So I think we'll have to save them for a Patreon or something if we ever get round to setting one of those up. I'd say the most recent of the embarrassing stories for me. So as everyone knows, big dog needs a lot of walking. It was probably about 6 weeks ago or so now this was. Walking the dog in the morning, as always, nothing new there. And so the normal routine, once I've taken him out, I get back, go to the toilet, go to work, done. But for some reason on this walk, I couldn't wait to get back to go to the toilet. And you know when that feeling starts coming over you? So you're getting the hot sweats, you're getting the clenching going on. And so I've already got it in my head, right, I'm going to have to take this side road and shorten the walk for the dog. And it's not fair on the dog, it's not his fault that I've got a dodgy stomach. And I wouldn't mind, but I'd not eaten anything funny on the night before, just a standard meal. I didn't have a burning curry or anything, it was just normal food.
What about coffee? Because coffee just goes straight through.
Nah, when I first get up, I'll just have a cup of tea. So, yeah, there was nothing dietary wise to make this urge come. So, picking up the pace a bit, I'm doing the little penguin walk, you know, arse clenched as tight as it could possibly be. And I just couldn't hold it anymore. I'm looking around. Now, fortunately, it's at like 4:30 in the morning. So there's no one around.
You didn't.
There's no one around.
You didn't.
I'm on, it's not necessarily the main road, but a bus does go this road. But again, because it was before where I could get to the park, so I couldn't even get to where the trees were or anything on the park or the bushes. I've had to go in between the trees and like a hedge bit of some man's front garden, and I've just whipped my kegs
going. Wait. So let's get this picture. So in relation to this man's garden.
Right, so again, it's not necessarily his front garden. It's where it's the side of the house.
Yeah.
So almost like a cul-de-sac. All the houses.
Okay.
So his is the end house.
Yeah.
And then it's a patch of grass next to his house.
Yeah.
And there's some little trees and bushes and that there.
Yeah.
So he might not necessarily maintain his patch of grass, but it's maintained, so I reckon he does, because it's a bit too neat for the council. And I've just had to just go in the middle of these like trees, bushes bit, and just lay it all out. But while I'm doing so, because it's fell out of me, I'm not going to be around.
What do you use for leverage, or do you just squat?
I just squatted. I just pulled the trousers down, and I just bent over, like just squatting, and it's fell out. But the dog's tried to fucking get his head behind me to see what's going on, and as I've tried to push him away, it's the hand that's holding his lead. So this big plastic handle of the lead has just twatted him on the head, and he's tried to run off because he's, you know, he's just been hit. So I've managed to not fall over as I've stopped him from running, and I've just had to pull the trousers up and get out of there quickly. I couldn't face turning around and like attempting to pick it up, because obviously I've not been able to wipe it or anything. So I've just had to still just penguin walk as quick as I could back to the house. And I had to have a quick shower. I wasn't even attempting to try and just
clean
it all
over
there. Yeah, shower the sin away. Shower the sin away.
Yeah. Because you was filthy.
Poor dog, traumatised and that. It's just,
I wonder, because you've seen him shit so many times, and you're shit, he's just like, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, he probably thought, why not picking it up?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
To be fair, from the way he felt it come out of me, I probably wouldn't have been able to pick it up. So, but But yeah, and that's it. It was only a few weeks ago, really. Luckily, it's not close enough to my house that I know the neighbour, well, the person that owns the house. I've not seen the person that lives there or anything, so I haven't had to try and avoid any eye contact or avoid a conversation.
So it would have been more embarrassing if you got a call, because you would...
Well, I think I was fortunate because the house is opposite. They're all sort of the same, where it's like solid houses. There wasn't any front-facing houses. Again, there was like another laid-back bit of houses to the side as well, which was sort of like in a semicircle facing each other. So unless someone was awake and looking out at that one, I don't think I would have been seen. If I was on another patch of road, most people have the Ring doorbells and that now, so I would have been caught on one of those, definitely. But I think I was just fortunate enough to get into the right spot.
You know, it reminded me, so when we was a kid, we used to live in this crescent, and on the crescent used to have like a patch of grass, and everyone used to walk from the main road and used to carry on. As you could turn the left into crescent, but anyway, I remember this woman walking once when we used to play football on the grass, midday. It wasn't a busy street anyway, but you've got like about 10 kids playing football.
Yeah.
She's walking. Next thing you know, she pulls down. She's wearing like a long maxi dress or something. I don't know, but it wasn't a tie. It was just a dress. Lifts a skirt up, squats, and does the most runniest shit up the tree. Oh. Like it sprays up the tree. And all of us was like, running over to her. And she literally just pulled up. How it
walked.
But when you just got to.
I was in full sweat, heat mode, just like panicking everything as well, because I just couldn't hold it anymore. I just had to get it out. It was either in that corner or in my boxers, and I was in my work clothes, so I wouldn't have been able to do it. I would have had to completely change. So obviously, I changed the boxers after the shower, because. There probably was some residue in those, to be fair. They literally just went straight into the washing machine. If you're out there and it was your patch of grass, I do apologise. But sometimes you've got to do these things. So that's my embarrassing story.
Mine involves something quite similar. The bowel movement, me and my partner a few years back, we done a road trip through California. So we started off at San Francisco, made our way through
San Diego,
and one of the stops was Santa Monica. And obviously, so we've been there for a few days now, and we've, you know, enjoying all the American food, and it's got more shit in it. It's hard to you taste the shit, but it's addictive.
Yeah, because it's the same as McDonald's food, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
Where you can taste the additives in those burgers and stuff. So it makes you want more, definitely.
But I can't explain. They're quite addictive. We got addicted to the 7-Eleven slush. But I think the Sour Patch Kids was the one. I don't know if they still do that flavour anyway.
I imagine they do, because it's mainly just an American thing, isn't it, the Sour Patch?
I think I've spoke about it before anyway. It's big fuck-off cup. Cheap, like $3 or whatever it is for this big thing that lasts you all day anyway. So we was having them, enjoying them, and I believe it was Santa Monica. So, you know, we walked along the pier, then we're walking along, you know, the main street, and it leads to like a marina bit, you know, and it looked like your idyllic American seaside town, and was like, we'll go to this restaurant, and we'll have a hot dog. We'll sit outside, and you know, it comes in those plastic. You know, but you see,
with the red plastic.
It was
all the holes, and then they put the grease paper in. Hot dog.
It was when you see in the movies. It was literally, you couldn't get more American looking food, and really, scrammed it really nice. And before we went there, I was struggling. to even go to the toilet.
Which you used to have that quite a lot, really.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really weird. Up until the point I got on the plane, I was really struggling. But then as soon as I got off the plane, it was like, I don't know if it was the
attitude,
yeah, or something. I don't know. I was fine. Anyway, we were about 5 days in now, maybe six, when we were in Santa Monica. And as I said, we was having all these slush puppies. South Patrick Kids. Yeah,
I don't know. I think Slush Puppies a brand, isn't it? So, like, yeah, the machines.
Yeah.
So we call
Slurpees. That's the one. So
I suppose that's just because of the noise that you make while you're drinking them, innit?
Yeah. Yeah. Go down a tree. Anyway, honestly, they're really nice. They're really dicky.
Watch how you're doing your hands, because anyone who's watching YouTube, that'll get clipped off. Oh. Back to your glory days there, kid. Just for the audio listeners, he looked like he was giving a blowjob.
Mm. But me and my partner, I spoke, we would sometimes I sit there and we go, I'd love one of those Sour Patch. Because just to fly there, drink one and fly back, it'd be worth it.
Mm.
So anyway, before we flew out, I was having this trouble, I couldn't go. But when we got there, everything was working in order. So I had this hot dog, I had all this food, and I needed to fart. So I was like, just gonna fart.
Mm.
I farted. I didn't just fart, obviously. Shit myself as well.
So you sharted.
Yeah. And so you know what you do then, you brace up.
Yeah.
Because we was just walking back, I braced up. I went to my partner, just shit myself. And she's like, what? And like, you know, I'm getting flustered now because I'm worried that it's visible. Yeah.
You're in tense panic mode.
Yeah.
The missus is in panic mode, but really she's wanting to laugh.
Yeah, and like she could see. So I said to her, you're going to have to get the car. And obviously, the driver on the opposite side of the road is automatic. She's like, I can't drive. Then I'm getting flustered. Get the fucking car, look. Because I shouldn't be walking around. So anyway, we had to walk back, which was about 20 minutes to the hotel. And I had to get her to walk behind me just in case it was visible.
But what was you wearing, like, in case it could have been visible?
Yeah. It was short. It was just black shorts, but...
So it wouldn't have shown through the material?
No, but it's just...
If it
started coming down my leg, mate, like... so, yeah. So, and honestly, I sat in the toilet for about 2 hours after.
God, that's that gourmet living over there, really. Yeah. All those slurpees coming out your butthole.
But... Yeah, I'd say that was pretty embarrassing, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, two poo stories?
Yeah. That was shit being chatted.
Well, there's always shit on this podcast, then, that's talking out. I think that's why everyone comes for the shit talk.
If anyone else has any questions or anything, just please email in or
slide
into those DMs.
And, Dan, if you've got an embarrassing poo story that you want to share with us now, then that'd be much appreciated. Take some of the heat from us, because it's definitely got hotter in here while we've been telling them poo stories. but yeah, as Ash said, slide in the DMs, Twitter, Ash and JD, email us, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. So I think after that embarrassment, we should call it a pod now, then.
Yeah.
I think I need to have a beer and just get over that embarrassment a bit now. Right, so we'll see you next week, then.